local radio by local people.
Hi and good morning, it's Dave from Capstone Radio talking to David Jones from Heel Mill, Paul Clues from Paul Clues Enterprises and Steph Addy of Larkstone Cafe. And the reason we're here today talking about this tragic event that happened to a lady called June Booth here in Ilfracombe the other night is that between us collectively we're sort of not actually organising things, but we're organising things independently that will help the move forwards to get this lady back into a normal everyday life. So I think we'll start with David, because David was instrumental in sort of setting up the bank account, etc., for the fundraising. So David, can you tell me in your own words exactly how you got involved and what you've done thus far?
Okay, well, I was passing a property on the night of the fire, and the next morning I thought, well, as it's someone who's very close to the edge of Heel, if not in Heel itself, as part of the Heel community group, I ought to at least find out her details so that I could sort of report back. But in the meantime, I'd noticed on social media that there was quite an outcry of how can we help this lady, where can we donate money, donate things, what's required. And I thought, well, perhaps I could ask a couple of questions while I was there. And then sudden rush of blood to the head. And I thought, well, I think I could most probably organise a bank account if I rang up a few people. And took the rather embarrassing step of asking the lady all her sizes and dimensions. So sort of, you know, what size clothes you wear, what your inside leg is, all of that sort of thing. And then posted those on Facebook, on the Gossip Around the Ilfracombe. And the response was immediate, absolutely brilliant. And people have rallied too from all walks. I am not running anything. I just facilitated somewhere for people to focus their efforts. Found out somewhere they could write their condolences, which is the golf club, or sympathies regarding the fire. And if they wanted to make any personal offers of help. And a bank account which, for the foreseeable future, they can donate to, which is also on the Facebook, the details on the Facebook page. And hopefully I'll be able to move that across to her bank account when that's sorted. Because, of course, she's lost her identity. She has no passport, no birth certificate, no clothes, nothing, no memorabilia. I posted a picture of the few tiny bits of paper that she had, which purports to be an address book. And that's it, really. Mm. So, yes, she's lost a great deal.
As they say there, but for the grace of God, I think, is the phrase, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it must be absolutely devastating for her life to sort of disappear in an instant, as to something you said earlier on. You mentioned a Facebook page. What's the details for that?
If you just type in Gossip Around Ilfracombe, about a tenth of the population of Ilfracombe follow this page. So if something is put up there, it will get spread relatively quickly to the rest of Ilfracombe one way or another, because I noticed that a number of other organisations have started organising things. Powell, for instance, Tesco's have already held a raffle and raised funds, and they're looking to do more. There are ladies who want to knit, quilt, look up, you know, help in any way they can. So it's people power, really. Everyone, it's given them a sort of a direction to sort of point their efforts. It's such a traumatic thing to happen, such an instant event, you know, and as I say, there, but for the grace.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I can say is thank you very, very much for doing the part that you've played in the whole process. And I think I'm speak for a lot of people when I do say that, you know, that, and particularly, I hope, for the lady affected herself.
Well, she's not requested any of this, you see. She's not courted publicity. She's a very private lady. So I've not posted any pictures of her, because it will encourage more and more people to approach her in the street. And
she's
not asked for the help. She can't understand why there's so many people out there who want to help. She's accepted her lot, as far as I can see. Now, whether or not that's shock, or she just thinks, well, that's life, and you just get on with it. She's a very independent lady. So, you know, it's been very impressive to see. She's 84 years of age, but I mistakenly thought she was in her mid-60s, which shows how sprightly she is.
Okay. Right, and now thank you very much for that, David. Steph, let's turn to you and sort of make you the jam between the sandwiches, as they say. So you've, as I understand it, you've very, very kindly offered to support the whole process again by providing the venue for certain things to take place. So can you tell me how you came to be involved?
Well, I suppose the morning after the fire, Paul Clute rang me and said, you know, what can we do? And, you know, can we do something in terms of hold some kind of fundraising event? And because it's practically a neighbour of ours and Chambercombe, I think it's, David said earlier, people power, you know. So it's a question of, you know, what can we do? What little bit can we do to just help raise some funds to replace some of these personal possessions? Whilst we'll never replace the, you know, the memorabilia and things like that, I think raising funds to help replace the everyday items to get her quickly back into some form of her own home and feeling home again, I think, you know, it's something we'd really like to do. So when Paul called me up and said, you know, how about holding a little bit of a music event to raise money, you know, I said, yeah, absolutely fine. Yeah, Larkstone's a lovely place to do that. And a great venue to hold some events. So really, it was Paul's brainchild, and we're just providing the venue.
Fantastic. And that's really, really great. Mm. So moving to the man himself who's putting this benefit gig together, Paul.
Hello.
Hiya. Now, you rang me the other day and said, what about this lady and this fire? And do you think it'd be a great idea to do a benefit gig? And I agreed with you. I think it's a fabulous idea. Then I didn't realise when I opened my mouth that I was going to get involved in it. But I'll pass the ball over to you now, Paul, and say, you know, tell us about what this is all going to entail, please.
Well, we're really in the early days of organising it, and to be fair, not a lot has been organised. I've just been sort of putting feelers out, really. The first I heard of the fire was when my daughter sent me a text message asking me about a fire in Chambercombe, and I looked out the door and I couldn't see anything, and it sort of ran the hill a little bit from me, although it is really only a stone's throw away. She said it was all over Facebook, and I searched Twitter, couldn't see a lot, but I did find stuff on Facebook. But that's when I first heard of it, and I saw a video put up there by Steve Pugsley. And you could see it was well alight by this stage. The next morning, I started seeing some of David Jones's messages on gossip around Ilfracombe, and I could really see the devastation. And with it right on our doorstep, I felt it's something maybe the Ilfracombe Ukulele Club could do, and I thought of various things from touring the pubs like we do on Children in Need night, sponsored event, 24-hour ukulele play, that sort of thing. But that's it was just a few ideas that kicking around, and I rang up Steph and we talked a little bit about what we could do, and we thought about a benefit gig, getting other bands involved and hopefully getting lots of people along on, what was the date again, Steph? Was it the 10th of May, wasn't it? 10th of May we've
decided. 10th of May is now.
Yeah. We've had to move the date from the original one.
Yes, because I think, if I remember rightly, it was Easter Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, we thought that might not be the best night to have it.
Yeah. So, I know you're saying it's early days yet, but is there any sort of publicity that's been done whatsoever apart from this conversation? Or
not really. A few conversations on Facebook and a few conversations on the phone to various local bands, and I'm getting a good response, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to get it together.
Great.
Come together.
Great. So is that going to be an outdoor gig, or is it?
We're planning on having it in the marquee outside on at Larkstone Cafe. As I say, very early days. I'll probably provide the light show. I could provide the PA if nobody else wants to. I don't want to overload myself with too much work. I reckon it's going to be a busy day. Mm-hmm. So if anybody would like to, I offer a PA for the day. If not, I'll use mine.
Yeah.
We'll sort things out.
No. And that's a Saturday, is it?
It's a Saturday night, yeah.
Right. You sure? You have checked this?
We did check this.
Right, cool. So If somebody wanted to offer their services as a musician, they wanted to come along and play, best way to get in touch?
You can get in touch with me through Twitter, Paul K. Clues. You can phone me on 078-666-500-15. We can take it from there. I'm hoping everybody's only going to have to do about 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be a massive commitment to anybody to be there all night to be playing. So you can have some fun too.
Great. Cool. Fantastic. Right. Well, thank you very much, everybody. And as I say before, I'm sure that the lady concerned would be very, very grateful to everything that's being done. And David, do you want to say something?
Yes, a couple of the people who have been really instrumental in sort of looking after June since then have been her neighbours. A number of different neighbours on Chencombe Road have been putting her up. And I believe the owner of, the manager of William Hill's, Linda Clark, she's going to be sort of helping out a great deal in the future. And Kerry Turton has been collecting all the clothes at Pinehurst.
All right,
so it's a big thank you to them.
Great, fantastic. Well, it sort of goes to prove to me that in times of real crisis and desperation, Ilfracombe can pull together as a community. And I'm very, very heartened to see this work going on behalf of this lady. If anybody has anything else that they want to add into the conversation, then please feel free to contact Capstone Radio. And you know the contact details. You can also email me at capstoneradio@mail.com. So thanks very much, guys. Keep up the good work. Okay. Cheers.
Thanks.
This is Roy Goodwin, Ilfracombe's Town Crier. And welcome to Capstone Radio. We are here in Ilfracombe.
I am Louise of R&L Digital Videos. And I would like to take the opportunity to wish Capstone Radio every success with their new radio station.
Hi, a message from Adrian Emery. Just a big thank you to Dave Baxter for the internet-based radio station he's now started in Ilfracombe. Absolutely fantastic idea. We well deserve this. Dave, you keep playing the songs and we keep tapping our feet. See you later.
This is Anne-Marie Marsh at Wildercombe House in St Brannox Road, wishing Capstone Radio all the best, and thank heavens we've now got a local radio station that we can broadcast to. So anybody that can support Dave with this venture would be greatly appreciated. So good luck from Wildercombe House.
Coming to you from the North Devon coast, this is Capstone Internet Radio, the sound of North Devon.
Putting the local back into radio. Local radio by local people.
Internet Radio
is a Moonshadow Media production.